Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the seventh aliyah of Parshas Pinchas, that is Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Yud Beis. And in the previous aliyah, we learned about the Musafim that are brought during Chodesh Tishrei, that is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and now we're going to continue with the Musafim of Chodesh Tishrei. The Pasuk says, V'chamishasar miyom el-chodesh ha-shvi, and on the 15th day of the seventh month, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem shall be holy calling for you, Kol Malachas Avoid Alay Sasu, all Malacha you shouldn't do, V'chagoysim Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yomim, and you shall celebrate a festival for Hashem 7 days. V'kraftim Oil Reach Nichoich L'Hashem, and you shall bring an oila, a fire offering, a pleasing aroma for Hashem, parmenei bakar shloisha asar, 13 young bulls, elim shenayim, 2 rams, kvasim bnei shana arba asar, and 14 lambs within their first year, to mimim yu, they shall be unblemished. Uminchasim in their meal offering, size blue of Hashemin, fine flour mixed with oil, shloisha asrainim lapara echad, lishloisha asar parim, 3 asrainim for 1 bull, for each of the 13 bulls, shnei asrainim lai al echad, 2 asrainim for 1 ram, lishneo elim, for the 2 rams each, visarin isarin lakavso echad, and 1 isarin for each lamb, la'arbas arkvasim, for each of the 14 lambs, usirizim echad chatos, and 1 goat as a chatos, milvada as hatamid minchasavan iska, besides for the oil of the tamid, again, the carbon tamid brought every single day, it's mincha and libations. But yom hashini, on the second day of Sukkot, parmenei vakar shnei masar, 12 young bulls, elim shnayim, 2 rams, kvasim bnei shana arbasar tamimim, and 14 unblemished lambs within the first year of life, minchasav niskehem, their menachais and their libations, laparm la'im la'kvasim misparm kamishbat, for the bulls and the lambs, according to their count as they shall be done, usairi is a mechel chatos, and 1 goat as a chatos, movada as a tamidu minchasav niskehem, besides for the oil of the carbon tamid, it's mincha and its libations. Now let's just see Rashi over here. These bulls that are brought all throughout Sukkot, it's a total of 70 bulls. This corresponds to the 70 nations that serve Avodah Zarah that slowly but surely diminish. This is an expression, this is a simon, a sign that they're going to be slowly destroyed. And in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, these bulls actually protected the nations of the world from suffering. And the lambs, these lambs are brought corresponding to Klai Yisrael that are called the scattered lamb. Behem kavuim, and they are set. It's 14 every single day. Umenyanim tishim ushmane. Altogether, that's 98. L'chalas mehem tishim ushmane klos shemishnah Torah. This is in order to remove, to completely get rid of the 98 curses that are taught about in Mishnah Torah. And now Rashi tells us Basheni on the second day, Nemar v'niskehem al shnei tmei dehayoyim, talking about the 2 tmeidim every single day. V'leishin haloshin el lidresh. And the only reason why the Torah changed the way it said it, v'niskehem, to a different way, is only to make a drasha. Look, it says in Masechel Shabbos, Basheni on the second day, it says Viniskehem. Bashishi on the sixth day, it says Unisocheha. And Bashvi on the seventh day, it says Kimishpatam, Mem Yud Mem. We have a Mem and then a Yud and then another Mem. Harekan Maim, that spells out the word water. Rem is Lanisach HaMayim in HaTorah B'chag. This is a hint in the Torah that Nisach HaMayim, the water libations that are done on Sukkot, are actually from the Torah. It's not just something that Chachamim made up. It's actually a hint in the Torah to Nisach HaMayim. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf. Uvayam HaShlishi on the third day of Sukkot, 11 bulls, 2 rams, kvasim bnei shana arba asar tamimim, 14 lambs within their first year of life, unblemished, umenchasim niskeim, laparim la'im la'kvasim kimisparim kamishbat, all their menachas and their libations, as we had said, usir chatos echad, and 1 goat as a chatos, milvada as a tamid, besides for the oil of the tamid, meaning the carbon tamidim, umenchasim niska, and its mincha and its libations, ubeyam revi, on the fourth day of Sukkot, parma asar ilim shanaim, 10 bulls, 2 rams, kvasim bnei shana arba asar tamimim, 14 lambs within their first year of life, unblemished, minchasim niskeim, laparim la'im la'kvasim sparim kamishbat, bring the menachas and nesachim, as we said, usiris imechel chatos, milvada as a tabin minchasim niska, ve'em chamishi, on the fifth day, parim tisha elim shenayim, 9 young bulls, 2 rams, kvasim bnei shana arba asar tamimim, 14 lambs, umenchasim niskeim, laparim la'im la'kvasim sparim kamishbat, usir chatos echad, milvada as a tabin minchasim niska, ve'em ashishi, on the sixth day of Sukkot, parim shmoina elim shenayim, 8 bulls, 2 rams, kvasim yeshana arbasar tamimim, 14 lambs, umenchasim niskeim, laparim la'im la'kvasim misparim kamishbat, all their menachas and their libations, usir chatos echad, and 1 goat as a chatos, mavad elas hatamin, minchasa unisocheha, vayam ashvi, on the 7th day, parim shiva, elim shenayim, 7 bulls, 2 rams, kvasim yeshana arbasar tamimim, 14 lambs, umenchasam niskehem, and their menachas and their libations, laparim la'im la'kvasim misparim kamishbatam, usir chatos echad, and 1 goat as a chatos, mavad elas hatamin, minchasa viniska, vayam ashmini, on the the eighth day, Atzeres Tielachem, it shall be a restraining, a withholding for you. Komlach Savar Delay Sasu, you shall not do any malacha. Vikraftim Oila, Yishay Rech Nichay Hashem, and you should bring an Oila, a fire offering, a pleasing aroma for Hashem. Par Echad, one bull, Ayel Echad, one ram. Kvasim Bnei Shana Sheva, seven lambs within the first year of their life. Tamimim, unblemished. Minchasam and Iskehem, La Par, Lo Ayel, La Kvasim, Misparm, Kamishpat, the Mincha, and their libations for the Par, the Ayel, and the lambs. As we had said before, usir chatos echad, and one goat as a chatos, movada as a tamid, besides for the oil of the carbon tamid, uminchas of niska. Now let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk lamid. Hey, atzeres tielachem, it should be an atzeres, a restraining for you. Atzurim basias malacha, that means you're withheld from doing malacha. Davarach, another way of understanding this, atzeres, itzur milat says, you should stop and don't go out. Malam shaton lino, this teaches us that a person has to sleep in Yerushalayim. Majasha ba'agada, and Medrash tells us, lafisha kol yimais regal kivu keneged shivim umais. All throughout Sukkot, we bring carbonus corresponding to the nations of the world. So now when they're about to go, when Yontif's over, Hashem said to them, I ask of you, Asuli Su'uda Ketano, make a small meal for me, so that I could benefit from you. Par Echad Ayel Echad, there's only one par and one aisle, Keneged Yisrael, this is corresponding to Yisrael. His Akvu Lima Atoid, just wait a little bit longer for me, says Hashem. This is an expression of endearment. This is like sons leaving their father, who and he tells them, it's difficult for me that you're leaving. Akvu stay just one more day. Mashal Melcha Sasuda, this is a mashal to a king that made a feast. All of his servants were there, and then, as everyone was about to leave, he told his beloved friends to stay just one more day. Kedisim Sechas Sukkah. Uv Medrash Rebbe Tanchuma, and Medrash Tanchuma tells us, Lim Detar Derech Eretz. The Torah is actually teaching us the proper way to act. Shemisha Yishlayach Sunai, someone who has a guest, Yom Rishon, on the first day, Machile Petumas, he should feed him fat and fowl. Lamacha, the next day, Machile Dagim, feed him fish. Lamacha, Machile Besar Behema, he should feed him flesh, he should feed him meat. Lamacha, the next day, Machile Kinyas, he can feed him beans. Lamacha machila yark. Even the next day, he can feed him vegetables. Paiches v'haylech kapar ha'chag. He could slowly decrease the amount of food and the quality of the food that he's giving him. That's because the longer a person stays, he's less of a guest and he's more of a member of the household. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamatez to conclude all the karbanos we've spoken about from Chamishi all the way until now. Eile tasu l'Hashem ma'adechem. All of these you shall do for Hashem in their proper times, meaning in their festivals. Levad me'nedrechem nedvaisechem. Besides for the karban nedarim and nedavos lo'alaisechem l'mechaisechem. For your carbon oilers and minchas, and for your libations and your carbon shlamim. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamatez. This is that which is set as the chayv, as what must be brought. This is besides for the nedarim and nedavos. If you want to promise that you're going to bring a carbon during Yontif, that's a mitzvah. Or this is talking about the nedarim and nedavos that you promised throughout the year that you're going to bring. Takriv and beregel, you should bring them on Yontif when you go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Shem Yikshaloi Lachsar V'Lais L'Yushalayim. Perhaps it's going to be difficult for you to go back to Yushalayim, Olahakrev Nedarv, and to bring his Nedarim. V'nimtzo Ivar Baal Ta'acher, it's going to turn out he's going to be Ivar the Isra of Baal Ta'acher. A person, if he has a carbon that has to be brought, he's not allowed to delay a certain amount of time. So that's why when a person goes to be Ivar Regel, he goes to Yushalayim for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, he has to make sure to bring all the other carbonas he had promised he was going to bring throughout the year. And back to Chumash, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, V'yer Meshel B'nei Yisrael, and Moshe said to the B'nei Yisrael, K'chol Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, everything that Hashem had commanded Moshe. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Mishael B'nei Yisrael, Lahafsika Inyan Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel tells us that the reason why this Pasuk is brought is in order to create a separation in between this topic and the next topic. Lefisha Adkan Devarav Shalmakim. Up until now, this was Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Uparshas Nedarim, and the topic of Nedarim, Maschels B'dibur Shal Moshe. That starts out with the Dibur of Moshe. That says Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. Hotzuch Lahafsik Tchila V'Loimar. That's what we had to stop first and say. Shechazer Moshe V'Amar Parsha Zuli Yisrael. The Moshe went back and he said this Parsha. All the topics of the Karbanis, he said them to the Bnei Yisrael, She'im Lekein. If not for that, Yesh Mashmash Shloi Amar Lehem Zu. It would imply that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell the Bnei Yisrael at all about these Karbanis, El Parshas Darm Hischol Dvarv, but it would seem like all he did was start telling Klai Yisrael about Parsha of Nedarim. That's why we have this one pasuk over here saying that Moshe Rabbeinu taught all of Klai Yisrael about all these Karbanis, and only then, in next week's Parsha, we learn about how Moshe Rabbeinu continued telling Klai Yisrael about the Parsha of Nedarim. We're going to stop here for the day. With this, we conclude Parshas Pinchas. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.